Good morning, and welcome to Arcadis presentation of the Q1 report for 2020. As already mentioned, after the presentation, we will open up for questions. At the microphone is myself, Paul Alsén, CEO, and Leiv Synnes, CFO. In many aspects, the first quarter of 2020 has been successful. The company has compressed leverage down to 37%. The interest coverage ratio has increased to 2.2. The like-for-like net operating income grew 12% and rental income 7%. Vacancy has decreased with 0.7 percentage points, and the liquidity covers short-term debts with 1.7x. At the end of the quarter, societies were hit by the corona pandemic, forcing societies to lock down and reduce the spread of the virus. The direct consequences of the pandemic will unfold during the commencing quarters and the long-term consequences during the commencing years. During the presentation, we will refer to a page number in the interim report. You will find the interim report on arcadis.com. Moving on to page number five in the interim report. The like-for-like rental income grew almost 7%, which is 2 percentage points higher than our average for the preceding five years. The main driver has been deliveries from construction to leasing, which has led to a positive net letting of around 250 apartments during the quarter and almost 800 apartments during the past 12 months. The like-for-like net operating income grew almost 12%, which is 5.5 percentage points higher than our average for the five preceding years. An explanation is our higher growth in rental income and somewhat lower costs in the like-for-like portfolio. Moving on to page number six. Vacancy has decreased with 1.7 percentage point in the like-for-like portfolio during the past 12 months and 0.7 percentage point during the quarter. Real vacancy, where apartments vacant due to construction is excluded, is 1%, on par with the long-term average. Moving on to page number seven. Fair value of the property portfolio is just shy of 12 billion euros, spread over 12 metropolitan cities in seven countries in Europe and North America. The revaluation gain during the quarter was 42 million euros, where Berlin remained flat. It's too early to estimate the full impact of the corona pandemic on property values. What is quite clear, though, is that the property valuations for the commencing quarters will be tainted with more uncertainty than normal. As transaction volumes goes down, the number of comparable property transactions will decrease. However, what is also quite clear is that the demand for rental apartment is very resistant to crisis in whatever shape it may come. Our apartments have never been utilized as much as during the past month, as residents have stayed home to avoid getting infected, as opposed to hotels, schools, offices, shopping malls, restaurants, which to a large extent have been empty. Now, moving on to the financial performance of the company during the quarter. Leiv.
Yes. The last year, we have reduced the debt. It's 22% if you compare the Q1 2019 with the Q1 2020. 22% lower debt level, that is senior debt level. That has impacted the interest coverage in a positive way. We see the interest coverage, excluding realized gain, is trending upwards and is now on 2.2. Additional to the sales, we, as you know, we did a hybrid bond earlier this year. When we combine the sales and the hybrid bond, we have achieved a high liquidity. The liquidity at the end of the quarter was 820 million euro. The loan-to-value is 32% low, and the liquidity 820 million euro, and that is strong. The financial position for Akelius at the moment is very good. If you look on the average debt, you see the almost the same numbers that we average duration of the debt, we see almost the same numbers as we usually have, 4.7 years on the interest hedge and 5.5 on the capital. We have a minor refinancing need in Q1 and Q2. We are in a strong position there. Yeah, that's it.
All right. After the end of the quarter, the company decided to reduce staff by 58 employees. Employees that worked with the upgrade and renovation of our portfolio in Berlin. The reason is the new rent regulation in Berlin, which in practice makes it impossible for us to renovate and upgrade. This was a very painful decision, which we postponed as long as possible, hoping that politicians would come to their senses, which they did not. Another event after the quarter, which we have looked into, are rent collection. As you probably know, rents are paid in advance, meaning that the quarter one, which we have presented today, is practically unaffected by the corona pandemic. At the end of April, the company recorded that the collection rate for rents due in April was 3% lower than normal, which likely is an effect of the corona pandemic. Akelius is in a very good position to handle whatever the corona pandemic may bring. LTV of 37%, liquidity covering short-term loans 1.7x. Foremost, diversified residential portfolio in good condition, which in our view is one of the least risky asset classes there is to be had. An asset class for which there is no substitute. That concludes our brief presentation, and we're happy to take any questions.
Now this is Louis Landeman from Danske Bank, so I have the privilege of starting to ask a few questions for moving over to the floor. If we start, Paul, like you mentioned, COVID-19 and the impact, it would be interesting to hear a bit more, because it seems, as you say, that in the Q1 there was fairly limited impact, but then actually in April, you saw a drop of 3 percentage points in the rent collection. Could you be a bit more specific? Is that in some specific markets, or is that like fairly similar across markets, or?
No, it's the most we have. The more you move from Scandinavia, one can say, the more bad rent collection is. North America, on average, is worse than Europe, and Europe is worse than Scandinavia, one can say. There are also some practicalities in this. is that in North America, for example, you pay by check. And many people have been really in quarantine for the past 6 months, not leaving their house. And we've been unable to collect checks. So that sounds perhaps strange in this digital age, but that's actually true. I think 50% of our tenants in North America pay checks, and some pay also in cash. And that has been practically not impossible, but close to impossible during the past six months. That's also true for Paris. In Germany and Sweden, the rent collection, and in Denmark, the rent collection has been practically for residential unaffected by the corona pandemic so far.
So you would say that this is more related to a delay in payments rather than it becoming bad debt?
That's too early to say. A proportion of it is a delay, but I would guess that given that the unemployment rate will go up throughout the world, we will see perhaps a spike in bad debts and rent write-offs. But we have no indication so far that will be a major impact on our results.
Right. So moving on then to another potential impact, I guess, from COVID-19, which would be on your, let's say, overall business strategy. And I mean, normally you pursue growth via buying apartments and so on and upgrading. And have you revised this strategy? Is it the same, or you know, have you become more cautious? Or I mean, what should we expect? I think you mentioned something about investments potentially moving lower. So what should we expect?
I think our investments will move lower during this year. First, we have Berlin, where upgrades and renovations are practically becoming forbidden for the next 5 years. And we have invested quite huge amounts in Berlin, so that will push investments down. And also during the past 6 months, construction activity, investment activity has gone down. In most of our cities, we have the construction work has been classified as non-essential by governments and practically been forbidden during the pandemic. Now we see cities are slowly but surely opening up, but that will have an effect on the construction activity in Akelius. When it comes to buying properties, I would assume and think that the spread between buyer and seller expectations will, for the commencing 3, 4, 5, 6 months, be quite large, so there will be very few opportunities to buy anything for the next 6 months. That will probably change by the end of the year, where some need to sell, not being able to roll over debt or have other investments, which will mean great opportunities for Akelius.
But do you want to put a number? I mean, you invested a bit more than 100 million in Q1. Any estimate for the full year? Or?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Moving over to the financing side, Leif, do you want to comment anything? You improve leverage is going down, interest coverage is coming up. You still have the rating upgrade. Strategy, one assumes. Is there anything more you can? What should we expect? Can you do anything more to bring up? I guess you need to get the interest coverage up a bit more. Or
not? Not at the moment. I think it will be hard to get the uplift on the rating this year, basically due to the negative sentiment in the market due to the COVID-19 and also due to the rent regulation in Berlin. But hopefully we will show this year and following years that our properties is very resilient if you compare with other companies and assets in the peer group, which also have strong business risk according to S&P. So that might be, I think, on the longer term a little bit plus, and hopefully we will get an upgrade. But this year, I don't think we will see an upgrade.
Okay. And in terms of liquidity buffer, you have a pretty big big liquidity buffer. I presume you want to keep it that way. Is it just for being conservative or having firepower?
Yeah, I think we came into this year with having sold off or agreed to sell off the property we want to divest in order to bring down the loan to value. And the hybrid we did in the earlier of this year was basically to give us some muscles to grow a little bit this year. But due to the virus, we haven't bought anything and we have nothing in pipeline. And I think it's, for the moment it's good to have a strong liquidity. So I think we will keep it that way throughout the year with a strong liquidity. And also to be able later on to see if we can buy something. But I think you, unless something happened with the property valuations, I think you will see a little bit lower loan to value than we expected and better liquidity from Achilles.
Yeah. Just then the final question from my side before opening up for further questions from the floor. You mentioned, Paul, about property valuation, that it could become more difficult to, since you have fewer transactions. Could you talk about how do you go ahead if you don't have the transaction market to look at? It's all that you have unchanged values in Berlin, for example.
Yeah, Berlin, there's always in these major cities where we operate, there are always transactions. We will probably not see zero transactions in any quarter. So there will be always transactions to lean towards. But normally, in a normal quarter, there are more comparables to look at. So during the commencing two to three quarters, I would expect to have fewer comparables to look at. And then we have to lean more towards the model we have, talking to brokers and talking to the external appraisers we are using to find sort of a fair value of the portfolio.